This program is made possible by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining our podcast today. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. Over the past few podcasts of The Christian Counselor, we have been discussing and exploring various aspects of addiction. We realize that addiction is wrong from a biblical standpoint because it violates the principle of stewardship, taking care of our bodies, and it also violates the principle of self-control, being in control of what we do and indeed what we say. We've looked at chemical addiction, which is fairly easy for many people to understand. A substance such as marijuana, tobacco, or something has a physical addictive component to it, and there are physical repercussions when you discontinue that action. The one that is oftentimes more difficult to think about is behavioral addiction. But certainly the same endorphins are released in the brain, and oftentimes compulsive gamblers and others can see that their behavior is so strong that they have the same addictive qualities of chemical addiction. And while it might be easy for somebody on the outside to look in and say, well, you just need to stop that behavior, you need to discontinue what you are doing, in reality, it simply does not work out that way. Last time we talked about treating it with behavior replacement therapy. The idea of stopping what you're doing that's wrong and to start doing something that's right. We also treat addiction with a biblical principle of accountability. In Galatians 6, starting at verse 1, the Apostle Paul says, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." The idea of an interdependent church is foreign to the concept of individualism in our current Western culture. God expects us to look out for one another. Back in 2011, a man named Mark Laser discussed accountability and how he published a book called The Seven Principles of Highly Accountable Men, specifically related to pornography addiction and other such things that are behavior-based. He went to the Old Testament book of Nehemiah to notice that there are some principles of accountability which can help someone. He noticed a total of seven different points, one being that accountability begins with brokenness, confession, and repentance, all three of which are biblical concepts, that we want to confess our faults one to another. That's the first idea of accountability, according to the book of James. And accountability requires being able to talk about your feelings and needs, to not just say, I have sinned, but this is the struggle that I have. Accountability also requires more than one person, usually a group of people. Oftentimes, I recommend to my clients, they find one person for each day of the week, having a total of seven and maybe even extra, that they can talk to anytime, day or night, that can call them and say, how are you working with your addiction? What's the report? Accountability means you get rid of the garbage. You no longer hide anything, but you open up and you share. In the Old Testament book of Nehemiah, as they were building the wall, you may remember that with one hand they would build the wall, but they stood their post with another hand ready to defend anyone who might come after them and prevent them from building the wall. Spiritually, we must make the same application. We must prepare for when we are strong, for a time when we might be weak. So we build and defend in equal measure in order to prevent future relapse of a negative or addictive behavior. Accountability means that we change a negative behavior so that we can do whatever it takes for as long as it takes. Perhaps one of the saddest ideas or saddest things is a person who has been sober from whatever addiction they may have, whether it's chemical or physical, for decades, but they let their guard down Satan made his way in and they relapsed. We want to prevent that. And in order to prevent that, we need to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Wave Media by visiting us at BibleWaveMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.